I do freestyle rap. That's rap that you make up. You improvise it in the moment. It's not written or prepared or rehearsed. We'll take five random suggestions, then we'll drop a beat and we'll do a freestyle rap. You just got an elbow nudge, which is the universal symbol for go on, say chlamydia. What were you going to say? We could say incest, was that? Yes, my gosh. I didn't realise that incest could be a fetish, but when two attractive women shout it out simultaneously, oh, you go, oh, yes, maybe I do like that. Are you related? No, don't lie. Don't lie. You shouted it, but you were trying to encourage her to shout it.
No, I did not
shout it. Oh, you didn't shout it. Gosh, your voice is husky. That's good, isn't it? Isn't husky means low and yeah. No, don't know why that man's like, I'm going to get laid. This is brilliant. There's power in the microphone. So you shouted incest.
Yeah.
Yes. Why is it on your mind?
She said she'd pay
you. Amazing. How much are you being paid for?
$100.
$100 to be the voice piece. And now we've already learned that you were the one that thought it. So no take backs. Brilliant. Great. Pay your friend $100 to shout incest. That is a fantastic suggestion. We'll come to the corner and no shame. You can shout your own suggestion. I will not judge you. I really won't. I might flirt with you clumsily, but I'll take it. So if you're over here, what would you like a rap about?
Incest.
Well, no, look. He's like, double down, Chris! It's brilliant, why not? Just extended family over there, isn't it? Didn't know your cousins were in. Oh, great. And the gentleman who shouted it, your accent sounded like it was from outside of this state. Where are you from?
Incest, Washington!
Okay, so he's a robot, and he's only got one word, that's what happens. He's like, I've calculated the most logical response to every question. If you shout incest, people stop asking questions. So, incest, fantastic. So when you said it, there was another man who was tentatively uttering a suggestion. Tentative utterance, individual. What were you about to say?
Bad Halloween costume.
Bad Halloween costume. Did you have one last night?
No.
It's lovely when someone makes a one-syllable word four syllables and a real undulating utterance of no. No. What did you go as?
Nothing.
That's a bad Halloween costume. You're a buzzkill. Bad Halloween costume. Incest. Incest even louder, more insistently. Insistently. Incestently, yeah. That was fun for me. Middle of the room, what would you like a rap about?
Kanye West.
For the last 6 years, it's been a common suggestion because he's always up to some sort of mischief, which is a light way of saying anti-Semitism. What's the most recent Kanye West thing you'd like us to focus on?
Yeezus.
Yeezus. Oh, so really from like 10 years ago. I mean, the last good album, because The Life of Pablo had a brilliant opening song, don't get me wrong. It's brilliant partially because Kanye kind of stays off it, but orchestrate. Look, I could talk to this man for a very long time about this. Yeezus, okay.
See you after.
You'll see me after. I have five shows tonight, so no, but... I'd love to. Brilliant, cool. I mean, it's going to be the most boring bit of the rap for all of you, especially her. She's like, oh, Yeezus, they only talk about eating ass on that one. They don't, they do. They do. Right, this corner of the room, what would you like a rap about?
Morris dancing,
thank you. Now again, they don't know what that means, but so in the United Kingdom, on May Day, that's May the 1st for you, 1st of May for you, they dress up in all white, not like your Southerners, right? They dress up in all white, and they dance around a maypole, and they bash sticks together. If you've seen The Wicker Man, it's like that, God, what a nonce nation we are. Morris dancing. Okay, so far this rap is going to be about 15 seconds long, because incest and incest, shit Halloween costumes, me talking about how, you know, the Yeezus, because the thing was, right, they didn't put a cover on it, it was just a jewel case with the CD inside and a red sticker, and Virgil Abloh, RIP, who then became the head of Louis Vuitton, he designed that, and it was really clever at the time, but then physical media's kind of declined, so people don't remember how impactful that was. And, you know, Rick Rubin's hand on that album in stripping back all the tracks to its bare essentials really made it what... But fucking... Weird little Englishman bashing sticks together going, hey, nonny, nonny, that's what we want. Flailing around with handkerchiefs in the air. What an absolute island full of puffs. This segment here, you've got the final one. Make it a really good one. And I reserve the right to take three suggestions before choosing the best one. Because what, you said cheese rolling. Okay, again, look. I'm not even going, you're making our island look inadequate. I want them, come this election, to be like, oh, maybe we should never have left the monarchy. But they're definitely like, they roll cheese. Yes, we do, down a hill. People get injured, they break their leg to win a truckle of cheddar, but it's fine because free healthcare. So suggestion number two, you're up against cheese rolling. What can we do to better that?
Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew, yeah, okay. And then the other one was?
Go back to the Canadian bees.
The Canadian, well, no, because I've mentioned that.
Therapy,
thank you. I mean, again, directed at this woman and that man over there. Okay, cool. Well, we've got cheese rolling, we've got Canadian bees, Prince Andrew, therapy, Morris dancing, Yeezus. I've mainly burned all the knowledge that you're going to relate to on that one. Incest twice and shit Halloween costumes. Fucking hell, what a way to start the night. This is my first gig back in 3 weeks, and thank you for making it hard. Gina, would you do me a favour and play the track? Usually I say DJ drop the beat, but I've already British myself up way too much. We'll start with the guy at the back, Mr. Halloween, cool. Yesterday he was heading out, no costume, everybody shouts like, mate, what you doing when you're walking down the street? No costume, no candy, you look shit, not dressed like Beetlejuice or Barbie, you're spoiling the party, hardly putting any effort, yeah, they be quizzing it, why don't you take 10 minutes, just walk into spirit, pick a little costume like the nose with the mustache, Groucho Marx, yeah, really your mustache, back and repent at your apartment, you were saying shit Halloween, but you didn't mean it in your heart, take it apart inside ye. I break it down like the therapy psyche. Sitting on the couch, so hard to avoid. I've got a mustache, Viennese, Sigmund Freud. Oh, hello. I know it's not such fun. Sitting over their children sucks their sum. They do it very, very, very quick. But is it a sum? And is a cigar a substitute for a dick? This is what they do, they psychoanalyze. Never let a therapist inside your mind. They'll just question it like every day and say, Chris, maybe you're latently gay. I say no, don't confront me, even though they chase after cheese in my country. They stand at the incline like a madman and make plan to head first down for Edam. It's never Edam. Dutch, pull yourself together. It's not clever going hell for leather for cheddar. Really wanna get it aged in a gorge. Cheddar gorge, that's where it's from. I'm pretty sure I like it more mature. You would say extra sharp. When it comes to rolling, they have a sharp break, a compound fracture when they trip. Ah, Prince Andrew, oh, he fucked kids. That was basically all that he did. And the queen, she was flipping her lip. She's like, oh, Andrew, why would you do that thing? Off to California with Harry too. Please leave. That was his dream. I mean, he traveled largely with Epstein, and they were having such a fun time there in the sunshine. Guy over there loved the joke so much, he was like, rewind, remind about, yes, please. Sir, serve us more of the Canadian bees. All right. Yeah, insane to see. I'm in Alberta here in my apiary. I've got my hat with the little white brim and the black mesh. You've never done beekeeping, I guess. Well, we'll move on, yeah. All right, tonight we're gonna talk about the guys who wear all white. They say, hey, nonny, nonny, that's their goal. One day a year when they dance around a pole. I don't mean like strippers oiling up their tits. I mean like the British nerds who just fucking slip after cheese. Yes, please. I really apologize. Never seen a Morris dancer with a pole of such size. They click clack, wear the head of a horse. It's like Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm sure that your attention to detail on the Yeezus album shouting out Kanye West. Yeah, come on, Chris, and tell them how set it off, send it up, and all the other stuff. Really fucking good. New Slaves, that was up to snuff. Ah, it had so many good tracks. The synth comes in, it like hits you at the back, hairs on your neck stand up, little capillaries tighten. But again, it just makes people frightened. They're like, no, Kanye, you've really slipped off. And now the last two, yeah, just because we're gonna combine them, mix them like twins. And when it comes to incest, that's a fucking win. You need that. Yeah, I see you. We're actually stepsisters. sister, so it's okay too. Yeah, we're not related. Oh, that's my dream, a wet dream. She's bent in the washing machine. It's like, whoa, step bro, what are you doing? Is that the little incest thing that you were pursuing? Well, there we go. The depths of your mind was plundered. Now you fucking owe your best friend 100.